This is primary election night in Wyoming and Alaska, and a top Republican critic of former President Trump has her job on the line. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney is vice chair of the Congressional January 6th Committee. Polls have shown her trailing a Trump-backed challenger. In Alaska, another Trump critic, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, is hoping to hold on. And former Governor Sarah Palin is running for Alaska's lone U.S. House seat with Mr. Trump's backing. We'll get a closer look at all this after the news summary. President Biden signed landmark legislation today, the bill dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act. It includes record spending on climate change, provisions to cap Medicare drug costs, and new taxes on corporations. The president celebrated the legislation as a victory delivered by Democrats over solid Republican opposition.
We've not wavered, we've not flinched, and we've not given in. Instead, we're delivering results for the American people. We didn't tear down, we built up, we didn't look back, we looked forward.
We'll look at the state of the Biden agenda later in the program. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19, days after the president recovered from his case. The White House said Mrs. Biden began having mild symptoms on Monday while vacationing in South Carolina. She remained there today when the president returned to Washington. Former President Trump called today for the release of an affidavit supporting the search of his estate in Florida. FBI agents recovered classified material in the search, but the U.S. Justice Department says that releasing the affidavit would impair the investigation. A federal judge has scheduled a hearing on the issue for Thursday. In the Ukraine war, explosions and fire tore through another military site in Russian-annexed Crimea today. Moscow charged that saboteurs blew up an ammunition depot a week after an attack on an air base in Crimea. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Zelensky called again for new sanctions on Russia over shelling near a nuclear plant. We'll return to that story later in the program. Kenya could face weeks of uncertainty after the opposition presidential candidate rejected election results. The Elections Commission chairman has declared Deputy President William Ruto the winner by a narrow margin. But losing candidate Raila Odinga vowed today to go to court.
What we saw yesterday was a travesty and a blatant disregard of the Constitution and the laws of Kenya. Our budding democracy suffered a major setback. As a result, Kenya faces a grave legal and political crisis.
Odinga also urged his supporters to remain calm. Back in this country, federal officials announced that Arizona and Nevada will face new cuts in how much Colorado River water they receive. It's due to another year of extreme drought. The Colorado River provides water to 40 million people across the West and in Mexico. We'll explore this in detail later in the program. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration finalized a rule today to let millions of Americans buy hearing aids without a prescription. Online and over-the-counter retailers will be allowed to sell a new class of devices for adults with mild to moderate hearing loss. The rule takes effect in October. And on Wall Street, stocks ended mostly higher after an up and down day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 239 points to close at 34,152. The Nasdaq fell 25 points. The S&P 500 added 8. Still to come on the NewsHour, how Congress has managed to pass major legislation despite deep differences. Federal water cuts to western states underscore the severity of the climate crisis. Journalist David Bornstein gives his brief but spectacular take on countering the bad news bias, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour. From WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.